While the all share traded in the red today, losing 0.6%, industrials ending 0.4% weaker, resources were up 0.5%, and the financials closed the overall trend losing 2%. Joining me now for a look at the day's market wrap is Martin Smith from Anchor Securities. Martin, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
Let's talk about your assessment of today's market performance.
So I think the market's been trending in a little bit of wait and see kind of territory for the last little while. Two reasons for that. One is global factors, obviously what's happening in the US. A lot of positive data. So you look at the housing data that just come out, corporate earnings. But then obviously we've got Mr. Trump tweeting late at night. It's amazing what 140 characters in a tweet can do to emerging markets. And then we've also got investors in South Africa waiting to see what Ramaphosa does with his cabinet. Obviously his inauguration is on Saturday, and depending on what happens with his cabinet, I think will also determine the direction of the market.
Okay, so we've got corporate news that came out. There was Aspen, you know, their shares rose, and then Richemont as well lifting their dividend. Which set of news, be it those or others, that caught your attention?
So actually both of those. Let's start with Aspen. So it's actually the share price action, or the share price movement today was incredible. It popped to about 7%, came back to negative, and ended up slightly positively for the day. Obviously, they announced that the baby, the instant formula baby deal was going to go through, and that's about $800 million. So a significant number for them. And the big overhang in the shares has been the debt profile of the business. So, I mean, they were sitting at probably 53 billion rand in debt. Should this, obviously this deal's going to go through now, that takes them to about $43 billion in debt, rand in debt. And so that's the big overhang on the share. I mean, it's trading at a forward 7 to 8 times multiple, which shows you that investors are nervous about its balance sheet. So until we see some organic growth coming through and some proper operational momentum, and as well as the debt profile decreasing, I think it's one to kind of sit on the sidelines with.
And then the other company that you saw was Richemont.
So a bit of a mixed result out of Richemont. Sales number came in as expected. Operating profit was slightly light, but the company did guide to some margin expansion in the near term, which investors liked. You've seen a nice pickup in their sales number from the Yuke's deal as well as the Watchfinder deal. But the margins in those businesses are lower than their existing on the ground store business. So it was a bit of an interesting result, and I mean they've got such a good business with their jewelry business, which is incredible margins. But they've got this watch business that's just kind of going along at the moment. So investors also like the fact that the watch business didn't go backwards; it kind of was stable there and thereabouts. But yeah, at the moment it's looking relatively expensive. It's at about a forward 19 times, which is quite an expensive valuation for the share. Usually look at it without the cash, or you strip out the cash, that still takes you to about a 15 times forward multiple. So for me, same as Aspen, I'm happy to sit on the sidelines for this one.
All right. I had an interesting conversation with somebody, and it was quite fascinating to gauge what they thought of the JSC since, say, the beginning of, say, late last year, right up until now. When you look at the JSC right now, are there parts that make you happy, or are there parts that are like, we could do better?
Jeez, the JSC is in a, it's been quite a difficult, as you can imagine, time to trade in the JSC over the last little while. You've seen quite a lot of earnings bombs, a lot of corporate bombs, companies who've gone offshore, and it hasn't quite worked out. So you're actually having to struggle a little harder to find the little gems, and there are some. I mean, you look at something like a Transaction Capital that came out. We've owned the business for quite a long time, and it's that's a great business, great structural growth business. Same as something like Dis-Chem. So there's a lot of there's a lot of gems in the JSC, but obviously you've also got to trade a little carefully because of history has shown in the last little while. Some of the, like I said, the bombs and...
Okay. Before we get to your stock pick, your expectations for next week, or pieces of information that you're going to be keeping an eye on. I know we've got the Reserve Bank interest rate decision out as well.
So, with regards to that, I think it should stay unchanged. I mean, CPI is due to come in at about 4.5% again, which is incidentally the 25th consecutive month that'll be below the upper band of the range. Mm. So I mean, I don't see any changes in the repo rate. And I think, again, we're just going to look towards the presidential inauguration.
Yeah.
I think that's the big one. That's the one that stands out. And if we actually have some positive news from there, then we could start to see a little bit of sentiment change. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we still got to wait for real growth to come through. I mean, the numbers that are the consensus numbers for growth for the first quarter are kind of -1 to -2 in that range. So, I mean, I think the growth will come along later in time. Obviously, the markets are forward-looking, as you know. But I think a little bit of sentiment can change things very quickly.
Okay, so your stock pick, what's that?
Stock pick, at the moment, Anglo's. I like Anglo's at this level. Mm-hmm. I think it's looking on a spot PE level. I think it's looking very cheap, at about a forward 7. They've de-geared their balance sheet quite substantially. And if we have a positive resolution with US-China trade negotiations, yeah, I think the share could rally quite nicely.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. That was Martin Smith, who's from Anchor Securities.
Thank you.
Your stock pick, what's that?
Stock pick, at the moment, Anglo's. I like Anglo's at this level. Mm-hmm. I think it's looking on a spot PE level. I think it's looking very cheap, at about a forward 7. They've de-geared their balance sheet quite substantially. And if we have a positive resolution with US-China trade negotiations, yeah, I think the share could rally quite nicely.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. That was Martin Smith, who's from Anchor Securities.
Thank you.